We've made no secret the last couple of months here on JerryPark.com of our affinity for the Canadian combat sportsman, and there's no one bigger than the man joining me on the line right now, straight from my hometown of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And at UFC 79, he will be challenging Matt Hughes for the interim welterweight title, George Rush St. Pierre. George, welcome to Jerry Park.
How you doing, my friend?
It's great to have you here. I'm not going to lie. And I got to ask, you know, we're talking to you from New York City right now, but I have a lot of family, my parents in Montreal, and I've heard of this amazing snowstorm going down in Montreal. Has that been a problem for your training? Have you been able to get around?
No, man, it's even better. I love that time. It's awesome. And I mean, it's not that bad, actually. Yeah, I like when it's snowing. It's better when I like it better when there is snow than when there is rain. So it's awesome.
All right, cool. So you're taking a good approach to it. I got to ask you, you know, we're known as Jerry Park, and you might know that as, you know, the stadium where the Expos once played, and it's kind of our dedication to our fallen team. Were you an Expos fan growing up in Montreal?
Expo, no. I don't really watch baseball. I prefer hockey.
Hockey, so you're a Habs fan.
Yeah, of course. Hockey, that's what it's all about here in Canada. You know, everybody loves hockey, especially in Montreal, Quebec. It's the national sport, you know.
So you kind of broke my heart there. We're not liking the Expos, but I guess no one really liked the Expos, really, and that's why they're gone. But so who do you think? You know, the Canadians this year, Cristobal Huet, Carey Price, big discussions over there. Who do you think should be starting?
Well, it depends. They all got their best game, you know. I think Carey Price, in my book, is the number one, but I might be wrong, you know. They're both, like, Price is very young, you know. I think he can be one of the top goaltender in the league, you know.
George, I got to tell you, last year, when you fought Matt Hughes for the second time, I went to Champs Sports Bar on Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and we went there for many, many, you know, Canadians games in the past, and when you knocked him down, that place erupted unlike any other Canadians victory championship that I had ever been there for. I mean, do you realize how much the city of Montreal, I mean, there was a line that crossed around the block to get into the bar that night to see you fight. Do you realize how much the people love you in Montreal and really across Canada?
Well, that's one thing. When I fight, I cannot be in two places at the same time.
Right.
I heard about it. It makes me feel great. It gives me a lot of motivation, you know. That's awesome. I mean, you know, that the people support me, you know, it helped me a lot, but like I said, I wish I could be there at the same time to see what it looked like, you know.
Yeah.
But thanks. I want to say thanks to all the guys who support me, and I'm gonna keep giving you guys a good show, and I want to bring back the belt pretty soon.
After your fight against Josh Koscheck, your last fight, you'd mentioned that you almost begged to Dana White and the people at the UFC for a show in Montreal, which I thought was great. Why is it so important for you to have the UFC come to Canada?
First, the sport is not very well known in Montreal. And I think now a lot of people start to watch it. Used to be bad back in the days, but now it's very popular. And people start to get involved more and more. And I think if they make a show here, people are going to go crazy. They're going to fall in love with the sport, and it's going to be huge. I think the UFC has no idea how huge it's going to be. And in Quebec, people are crazy, so they're going to give them something like they haven't seen before.
Yeah, you mentioned how much the sport is getting bigger and bigger, especially in Canada, Eastern Canada, and it seems as though, I mean, a lot of my friends, they don't follow it as much as I do, of course, but it seems as though every weekend I get a text message from someone, hey, I'm at this club, I'm at this bar, George St. Pierre is here. I mean, you're very visible around the city. Do people bug you? I mean, how much of a known face are you around the city? Has your star risen to the point where you're like a full-blown celebrity, like a Canadiens player, or are you not yet reached that point yet?
No, I'm not at that point. It happens sometimes, but it's not. I'm more popular in the state than I am in Canada.
Really?
But you know, the thing is, maybe it's a different mentality. I know a lot of people sometimes recognize me, but they don't come to talk to me in the United States. As soon as somebody recognizes me, he jumps on the opportunity and he comes at me. So it's just maybe a different mentality. People sometimes are afraid to bug me here in Canada, but I don't mind. I mean, I'm good where I'm at. That's why I don't want to move. I'm good. I like Montreal, you know, and that's where I grew up, and that's where I want to die too, you know. That's where I want to spend the rest of my life, you know.
Do you ever get guys coming up to you, and I'm sure there's some idiot guy out there who wants to try to test his will against a UFC champion, guys that bug you when you're out at night and try to cause some ruckus, and then you just have to back down? Or, I mean, you do have, like, two lethal weapons on as arms, so do you ever have to use those when you don't want to?
It never happened, you know. In the street, it happened in the past when I was in high school and stuff like that, long, long time ago, but never happened. First, if it's happening, I use the talking. I don't fight in the street, and I leave. You know, I'm not a street fighter. I only fight to defend myself if I have no way out, or to defend the people that I love. To if I have no way out, you know, of course. But I'm not somebody who's gonna fight a bomb in the street, or who's gonna get involved in a street fight. You know, it's not my style at all. That's what I do. I do it for a job. It's professional. It's not something. It's like a weapon, martial art. It's not something that I want to use and take advantage of somebody who doesn't know how to fight, you know.
Yeah, I've read interviews with you and seen you on television where you said that your first kind of attraction to the sport of mixed martial arts was the first UFC, when you saw this little guy, Hoist Gracie, pretty much roll through everyone. Have you ever had a chance to meet Hoist and tell him what he meant to you as a youngster growing up, and how much he meant to your progression in the sport?
Yeah, I did have the chance to meet him. He's a true gentleman. I shook his hand, and it was one of the greatest moments of my life. You know, I met my idol, but I didn't have a lot. He was busy when I met him. I didn't have time to talk to him too much, and I was not very well known at the time, so I didn't want to bug him. He was doing something else, interview and stuff. But I wish I could see him again and have a little conversation, because he's the guy who inspired me growing up in the sport.
And this past summer, you know, he was involved in a bit of a steroid situation. For a guy such as yourself that prides himself on hard work and being natural and being clean, did that kind of leave a sour taste in your mouth, that he, you know, this guy who was so revered in the world of mixed martial arts, and now he was involved in this?
You mean a steroid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be there. What do you want me to say? You know, I don't mind. I mean, I do my thing, and it's those guys gonna pay for that, you know, and it's their problem, you know. So if they try to go too fast, they're gonna pay for that, you know, later. So it's for me, it's not a problem. I don't use it, and I don't want to talk bad about people who use it, because, you know, some of the people I know, you know, and some people always deny that they took it, so they're in court, so they're great athletes, so I don't know if they really took it or not, but what can I say, you know, it's always going to be there, like every other sport, you know. It's not MMA is not different than other sports.
So we've been talking for almost 10 minutes now. We've yet to bring up UFC 79, your big matchup against Matt Hughes. Originally, it was supposed to be Hughes against Serra. That's been well publicized. After your fight against Koscheck in August, and you were going to have to wait till their fight and then possibly get the winner of that one in April, were you a little, anxious, annoyed that you were going to have to wait so long for the reality show to end and just sit on the sidelines to see them battle it out in December and then you get your chance? Were you okay with that?
Yeah, I was not okay. That's why I jumped in when I heard that they want somebody to step up. So that's why I jumped on the opportunity to fight.
I'd heard some rumors that you were going to compete in maybe some wrestling competitions, some other, you know, lower level competitions, just to get the movement, just to get your feet wet, just to, you know, keep active. Was that true?
I wanted to do the Olympic tryout, but what happened is I got a fight, so I unfortunately fighting is priority. But that's what I wanted to try, but now it's out of my mind because I'm fighting.
So the original plan was to possibly have your next fight be in Montreal, potentially UFC 83 in April, where you would have fought the winner of Hughes and Serra. And a couple of days ago, Jason McDonald, another UFC fighter from Canada, mentioned that his fight, that he'd been told that it's actually going to be in Montreal. Have you heard anything to that effect, that UFC
I
83?
haven't heard nothing, but I'm sure they're gonna try to keep it secret as much as they can to let when they're gonna announce it, they're gonna make like a big surprise. But I haven't heard nothing so far.
Is your next fight planned to be in April, though? To fight, if you win on
I
December
have no
29th.
clue. I have no answer to give you about that. I have no clue. Depend of the result of the fight and depend what's gonna happen. I have no clue. I don't know where it's gonna be and when.
All right, George. Just a couple more questions for you before we let you go. I know you're really busy. I wanted to get your thoughts on, everything that's gone down between. It's almost like a triple threat of opponents now. You, Hughes, and Sarah. You guys seem to be, linked at the hip now with everything that's happened between you two. And now you're getting the chance to avenge, your first loss. You avenged it against Hughes, and hopefully you'll get to avenge it against Matt Sarah. After the fight against Sarah. I actually asked you this question a couple of weeks ago on the conference call, but I wanted to kind of go into it more. It was clear that Matt Hughes was laughing and he was smiling and he was happy that you had been knocked out. That had to have bugged you.
Well, it's bugging me, but not so much because I think he was happy because he thought he would have an easier way to get to the title. But now I'm on his way, and I'm gonna block him, and then after I'm gonna go after Sarah.
Are you a bit annoyed at Sarah about some of the things that he said to you? Because it seems as though you're very focused and dedicated. You keep saying that that's your goal. You want to avenge the loss to Sarah whenever that time comes. Is that your main focus right now?
And a lot of things have been said. You have said a lot of things, a lot of bad things about me. I never answer back. But I'm going to answer with my fist in the octagon when it's going to be time to take care of business.
Is there something in particular that he said about you that really pissed you off?
There's nothing pissing me off. Like, I don't want to start a war of words,
Right.
but I'm going to start a war in the octagon when it's going to be time to fight him.
Have you been able to watch some of the stuff that's gone down between them on The Ultimate Fighter? Because it seems as though
No,
Sarah.
I never watched. When I train when I'm finished, I'm done training, I try to think about something else, go see movies and stuff like that.
All right, George. Also, a buddy of yours, he has a big fight coming up this Friday night. Joachim Alcin, the WBA light middleweight
I'm gonna
champion.
be
Yeah, that
there.
was my question. Are you going to be there when he's fighting?
Absolutely. I trained with him. I sparred with him. I was his sparring partner, and he did help me a lot with my boxing. So I'm going to be there to support him, of course. I got to get ringside.
Oh, so you're not going to be in his corner. You're just going to be a spectator.
Yeah, exactly. His corner boxing is boxing. He got his trainer, but I'm going to be there, of course. I'm going to be sending him some positive energy from my seat.
Have you told him anything? Because this is his first, title defense after winning in July, and he's fighting in Montreal, which is now his adopted hometown. Have you spoken to him anything about the pressures that come along with that first title defense since you experienced that yourself?
Well, it's a different sport, you have a he's very well prepared, I can tell you. We have talked, have some stuff, but he's ready to go. I'm telling you, he's very sharp, and I think he's gonna knock his opponent out before the end.
All right, George, last question before we let you go. We need to get some sort of prediction. UFC 79, GSP Hughes for the interim title. How's it going to go down?
Gonna go down with a victory from GSP. I expect a 5 minute, five minute of war, nothing less. And if I have the opportunity, I will go for the finish.
So you think that it might go the distance this one?
Yes.
All right, we'll look out for that. George, thanks so much. Je vous remercie beaucoup pour prendre le temps de me parler. I thank you very much for taking the time, and I just embarrassed myself there with the French. But
Hey, no problem. You speak very well. Take care, my friend.
take care to you. Good luck.
Bye.